States. I'm a partner and manager at Solmas Limited. We have a turnover of £2.5 million, and we won 4 national and international awards for our joinery and construction projects. But I'm not here on behalf of my company, I'm here on behalf of Peacock Industrial Estate. Peacock Industrial Estate doesn't need a detailed introduction. Some of the businesses have been around for more than 60 years. The patisserie factory, for example, has been supplying all North London retailers with delicious cakes for more than 30 years. Between us, we employ 230 staff, and our total turnover is close to £10 million. All the businesses reflect the diverse and rich multicultural background of heritage. You know, we have Turkish Cypriot, Turkish Greek, we have Jewish, we have Black, we have second generation Italian, so you name it, we have it. And the current master plan is proposing to close down the estate, converting large segments of it into nice square with coffee shops and hallways. On plan, it looks really nice. When I looked at it as a constructor and a joinery company, I loved it. The developers are claiming that they're going to create 200 new jobs. The proposed job figures of the developer, no disrespect to them, is not dealing with the current businesses and current job numbers. They are misleading and unreliable. The proposal needs to be rethought. It's not only damaging our businesses, it's also reflecting very badly on Harringay Council. I mean, very recently, in the national press, we've already had the bad reputation, council had the bad reputation of making a multi-million pound concession on the Section 106 agreement, which I don't want to divulge into it. And I feel, due to the funding issues, the council is giving more importance to the views of the developers and ignoring us, the local small businesses. There were a number of public consultations where the business community was, in our view, avoided, and we had several visits from council's quantity surveyors where we asked them lots of questions, we emailed the council, but we had no response, no constructive response. In our latest ad hoc meeting, where we met Helen Fisher, head of regeneration, by coincidence, I mean, she orally confirmed that the master plan might be changed. I mean, that is, that's what was our gist of our discussion. Now, I would like to emphasize again, we welcome the regeneration and all the improvements that it will bring into our neighborhood. But it must give sufficient consideration to the needs of the local businesses. The Peacock Industrial Estate is a protected business zone. We would like to develop our businesses further, but due to this regeneration uncertainty, we are unable to make long-term plans. I'm unable to recruit new generation youth, because I don't know what's going to happen to my business, or this gentleman is unable to buy new tools because he doesn't know whether it's worthwhile spending 50,000. Due to excellent position of our industrial estate in terms of public transport for our staff and access to the main roads, we want to remain where we are. But if there is an alternative plan, then we must relocate. If we must relocate, then it should be still within Whitehouse Lane, close to public transport, and the lease and the tenancy freehold terms need to reflect our existing terms. I mean, that's what we would like to have. And if council could reconsider this master plan and take care of our views, we would be happy by this. Thank you.
Thank you.
How many local
jobs do you supply for local people on the estate, a sort of estimation really of the kind of local jobs that you supply?
I don't have data on hand, but I can tell from my own company at the moment, I'm employing 24 members of staff, and half of them are local. And I believe Nick is employing mainly local. I would reckon half of the staff in the estate are local, because the patisserie shop is local, yeah, my neighbor is local. But we can give you the exact figures within the next 14 days.
Councillor Dunn.
Have you been consulted on this plan at all?
There's been public consultation on two occasions, but it was mainly for the housing needs, and but not for business. We had visits from council's quantity surveyors wanting to explore and do some PR work for the council, but we haven't had any constructive feedback from council yet.
Is there Councillor Gallagher?
And you talked about a willingness potentially to relocate if it was in the White Hart Lane area. Have you had any discussions with council officers about this? Has there been any support to that level of relocating locally?
We had only two informal discussions. They were not formal discussions. One informal discussion was last July with Helen Fisher, and another informal discussion was with the councillor Ali Demirci in my local Labour Party meeting. I'm a Labour Party member, but unfortunately, the Labour Party doesn't seem to understand the needs of the local businesses.
Labour Council, that is.
Yes. Yeah.
So I suppose it's almost like a follow-up. Do you feel that when you're having discussions with the council, whether it's with councillors or officers, do you feel that they're making efforts to have your businesses remain in the borough? Do you feel like you're wanted in the borough? That your services are valued, and the types of jobs that you provide are.
Sorry, my name's Nick Oliveri. I run a garage in the Peacock Industrial Estate.
We can't hear you.
I've got my hand up.
Sorry. My name's Nick Oliveri. I'm part of a family business that's in Peacock Industrial Estate. I was told by somebody that's sitting around here that we do not want businesses like you in the area of White Hart Lane.
Yeah, so Councillor Anger,
So, given your reaction there, do you see the loss of productive manufacturing jobs and the probable replacement with service jobs as a sort of social cleansing of the kind of businesses you run?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Good points. You revert your points, and thanks for coming. I guess it's a important voice to be heard in this discussion, and the points you make will no doubt come up in questions and discussion later as well.
They're facilitating a whole community, and you're ignoring the fact that you have been doing for a very long time, and you're very good at it. You're railroading them. Grassroots starting to recognise when it's toxic money and toxic policy of toxic council.
Oh, hello, Chair. Can I introduce ourselves?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I'm Paul Burnham. We've got Phil Jackson, we've got Franklin Thomas, and we've got Reverend Paul Nicholson.
Yep, when you're ready.
Okay, the Labour Party conference last week reflected something we all need to take on board, that the bar is being dramatically raised at last about what is and what is not acceptable in housing redevelopment schemes. Jeremy Corbyn said that forced gentrification and social cleansing are not acceptable, that existing residents must have new homes on site, and that there must be proper balance before any demolition.
Yahoo!
This scheme does not meet those requirements for five different reasons. Firstly, that Lendlease is not acceptable as a partner based on their record at the Haygate estate and potentially with their HDV. Secondly, that this scheme falls far short of the 40% of affordable housing that we need in our local plan. There's a loss of council housing between 212 dwellings to 145. This is a loss of desperately needed homes, the type of housing that should be made available for people on the lowest incomes and with the lowest savings, and those of us in debt is being lost. Third point is that there are rent increases in the form of service charges. Seven new service charges are being proposed for the tenants in Love Lane. These include things that council tenants in Haringey have never paid for previously, such as lift maintenance and repairs. Repairs are a landlord obligation under the tenancy agreement. Fourthly, that there is no proper right of return in place. The council tells tenants on its own website that secure tenants will be moved. In other words, that the council moves people, not that people are making informed, proper choices about where to go. And furthermore, the council is suggesting that people might be moved out of the borough, which I hope is completely inaccurate. The result of that is that many of the secure tenants have already left the estate. The fifth and final point is that the equality impact assessment that's in the documents that you have in front of you is defective. The main deficiency in it is it does not include any proper assessment of the wider area impact of the higher house prices and higher rents that are going to have such a detrimental effect. On which section of the community that is detrimental effect is being felt is not present and it needs to be there. So these are all very serious matters. This plan is social cleansing hiding in plain sight and it should be sent back to the Cabinet for their reconsideration.
It is shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Let's have the meeting, please.
You need to be reminded. What you're doing is offensive to decency and to the common people.
Thank you. Councillor Ibrahim.
So, while you were making your presentation, I think you said something, and I noticed that the officers over there were frowning and shaking their heads. So I just wanted some clarification on what you said about the service charges. Could you? Is there any part of the documentation that, so where have you got that from? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's from the consultation that the council did in the spring about the ownership of the new homes at Love Lane. A consultation, by the way, which was 100% rejection of the council's preferred option, which is that of the association tenancies. So 100% vote for council housing by the tenants in Love Lane. Fantastic result.
So just to clarify, you're saying that that information was relayed as part of that consultation?
That is correct, yes.
Sorry, do you want to come back on that point?
No, I just want to speak.
I wasn't aware that more than one person wanted to speak.
If you could, please,
because
I've been here twice, I haven't said anything
yet. No, you should have told us. If you want to add your comments now, and then when you've done, then we can do our questions going on.
Thank you very much. I live in Northumberland Park, and I was living there since 1973, okay? And I'm telling you, my name is Franklin Thomas, okay?